But you just do what you got to do. Speaking of big pipes, Mark Steckity's got massive pipes, and you put them to good use in Queensland's recent game in the Sheffield Shield against South Australia. 10 for, if you don't mind, through the match. Career best figures for him, and he's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. I'm not too sure about the big pipes, but it's nice to see you.
How much time are you sitting in the strong room these days and just trying to just beef up a touch?
Yeah, I had a pretty big off season in the gym, but yeah, it didn't look like it helped too much. Especially up top, I try and keep the weight off up top. That's when you run into trouble with cricket, unfortunately.
No, fair enough. Well, whatever you're doing pretty well, because it was a big performance in the game last week against South Australia at the Adelaide Oval. 10 for the match, which is career best figures. You must be very, very pleased that that's the result of an early season performance.
Yeah, pretty happy with the performance. It was a lovely wicket to bowl on as well. A little bit in it for the bowls, which is always a nice sign. Not just the batter's game, which is good to see.
A big contrast to Karen Rolton Oval seemingly at the moment too. So it might have been nice to get on a wicket that gave you a little bit of support.
Yeah, that first game was pretty testing at Karen Rolton Oval to try and get some wickets. No one's quite figured that out yet, but yeah, it was nice to get on a good cricket wicket and take some wickets.
And now, Mark, at what point are you going to be able to bowl in your own playing shirt and sort of have your own stuff? Because you started bowling in Sam Haslett's shirt in the last game against Tasmania, and you still didn't have your name on your back for the second game.
Yeah, I know. My tip bag got stolen, which is a pretty funny story. But, yeah, I borrowed Haslett's shirt, and now I'm in no-name shirt. I might have to keep it, though. It might be a lucky charm.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Where'd your bag get stolen?
Yeah, the tip bag there. And the second night we were down there, someone decided that they needed two tip bags, myself and Jimmy Pearson, got done, so it must have been a wicketkeeper and a bowler.
Jeez, you're a bit stiff.
Yeah, very stiff.
Yeah, so take us through what you've done. I mean, you said before you spent a fair bit of time in the gym. I must confess, I'm going to put it out here. I'm a big fan of Mark. I reckon he's one of the best bowlers coming through, because you're an aggressive, old-fashioned, fast bowler. And there's not necessarily many. So it was like you and Jimmy Pattinson are the two that stand out in that category.
Yeah, I try and compete. That's all it really is. I love watching Jimmy Pattinson bowl as well. He's not fun to face, let me tell you. He gets in your face and he's quite intimidating. So if I'm half as intimidating as that, I'm doing nothing not done right.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, is it a particular role that you really focus on? Because obviously Queensland, you're the defending Shield champions. You're a really good team with a lot of depth. And you've got so many big, strong, fast bowlers in your artillery and not all of them can play at any one time.
Yeah, that's right. We obviously have a couple of guys with injuries at the moment. So it's my role to sort of bring that little bit extra, I guess. We have guys that are really skillful, like Michael Meeser and Jack Wilderness, who were really skillful with the ball, but we're missing Big Billy Stanlake, who can bowl a lot faster than what I can, so I try and bring what he could bring to the side and then put my own mix on it as well.
Mark, you took 10 for in the match, which was obviously awesome figures, 7 in the first innings. Talk us through, what does that feel like? You're obviously in the groove, you're in the zone when you're pinning those down. Is that how it felt?
Yeah, it's almost like you just go on autopilot and you don't have to think too much. It's one of the few times in a game where you can kind of just, you know that you're going to go well, if that makes sense. Not that you're going to take wickets, but you just know where the ball's going to go and you're in full control. And it's almost like it just slows down a little bit and you can really just have fun with it. It's probably one of the most enjoyable games I've been a part of in that kind of sense.
Yeah, well, and it is great form to be going into an Ashes series. Obviously, there's great stocks in the quick bowlers in the Australian group at the moment, but we are talking to new Aussie selected Tony Donohue shortly. Is there anything you want to put in a good word for you or anything?
I'll leave that up to you.
Well, maybe we'll leave it up to what you're doing out on the field, because at the moment it's going pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's usually what I try and do, and then you can't think about all that external stuff. I just let the smarter guys take care of all that, and I'll just keep playing cricket.
One thing I wanted to ask you about was Usman Khawaja. I mean, I think most focus was kind of on Manus and what he was going to do in the first couple of matches, but it was Aussie's 170 that was a real standout. How's he going? Because he obviously had such a great year last year, spending it the entire season at domestic level, but then he's gone and backed it up again straight away at the start of the new season.
Yeah, I think we all know how classy of a player Usman is. I think he still averages 44 or 45 in Test cricket as well, so there's no doubt about how skillful he is. So I'm really pleased for him to score a big 100. We all knew it was coming for a long time. He's very experienced. He knows his game inside and out. Yeah, he's going to keep scoring runs for a long time, I reckon.
And he seems to really enjoy the captaincy. Like, he does things a bit differently. He doesn't mind changing things up a little bit. He kind of enjoys it.
Yeah, he puts Usman Khawaja's twist on captaincy, that's for sure. But he's got a bucket load of experience. So usually when he makes a call, it's for the best, that's for sure. He's got a lot of experience. And you're right, I reckon he does rival being the skipper and wanting to lead the way with the bat.
What does an Usman Khawaja twist looks like as a teammate?
Oh, you just got to expect the unexpected sometimes with Uzi. You never quite know what he's thinking. he's generally pretty good. He'll give you a lot of time. And yeah, like I said, he's been great for me. He's obviously played 40 or 50 test matches for Australia, so he's got so much experience, not only for the batters, but for the bowlers as well. He just understands the game nicely.
Yeah, well, I love watching him bat, so I'm keen to see him bat as often as possible these days, see what happens. Just, you were talking before about Billy Stanlake and how fast he bowls, and he's got you covered for speed. What sort of speed are you bowling these days?
I'm not too sure. Hopefully around the 140s, somewhere around there.
That's not exactly sluggish. So we've talked about the gym a few times. Do you want to get faster? Do you want to start bowling faster? And how do you do that? Is it gym and getting stronger, or is it biomechanically you have to be a bit more efficient or more powerful in those factors?
It's probably a mixture of everything, to be honest. Yeah, getting nice and strong and then just tweaking my action to make it nice and smooth, which is coming along nicely.
And who's working with you on that?
Andy Bickle and Ryan Harris. So I've got a couple of very experienced guys helping me out, which is nice.
Well, two of the best.
Quite handy in their day.
Yeah, no, they went okay, those blokes. They did okay. And what's next for the Queensland team? It's a very disjointed summer at the moment with the situation with New South Wales and Victoria and all that shenanigans. What's next for you guys?
We head up to God's Country in Townsville to take on the Tasmanians next week, so I'm actually vying to try and stay up there for a couple more days so we'll go out fishing and enjoy the nice North Queensland weather.
It's a real Queensland thing to do, isn't it? It's a real Hayden Simons areas from you with your fishing.
Yeah, it's so nice out there, up on the boat. Beautiful. I love it. I love Queensland. The weather is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Although, looking at our window today, we've got a pretty nice one down here in Melbourne too for the first time in a while. So, good luck to you, Mark. Well done on your performance last week against South Australia. That was an outstanding performance, career best figures, and hopefully it's the start of a big summer for you and for Queensland as well. Go get them.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, Mark Stickety.